This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today we're looking at January 28th, and it was on this date in 1887 that work officially began on one of the world's most recognizable structures, the Eiffel Tower, when work on the foundations commenced. Named after the engineer who designed it, Gustav Eiffel, construction took about 2 years and served as the entrance to the 1889 World's Fair. The tower, when completed, measured 1,063 feet tall, and even though the Parisians didn't particularly like it, it became a cultural icon of France. Additionally, it is still the most visited paid monument in the world, as an astounding 6.91 million people ascended to the top of it in 2015. And exactly 1:58 in the afternoon on this date 60 years ago, Gottfried Kirk Christiansen filed a patent for a product that would not only remain popular today, but also set the gold standard in the toy industry when it debuted shortly after. It was just a plastic brick with a stud and hole design, but it was a Lego brick. Since that point, they started making the thing a year after the patent. The company has produced an incredible 40 billion Lego elements. According to Lego, that's enough where if they were stacked upon one another, the pieces would form 10 towers from the Earth to the Moon. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.